Welcome to PR Say, the podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. On PR Say, we spotlight our talented members and get to know each other a little better. If you are a PRSA Houston chapter member and don't get a chance to network as much as you'd like, or are unable to attend our in-person events, here's your chance to connect with your fellow members. Hello and welcome to PR Say. This is the official podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America, and I'm your host, Veronica Sofer. I have the opportunity to connect with all of our members here on the podcast and introduce them to you so that when we do connect in person, you recognize people or you've got something you want to connect with them about, or you're just looking to build your network. So make sure you take this opportunity to get to know your members and leverage your PRSA membership in the Houston chapter. Before we get started and bring on our guest, I want to remind you to hit subscribe to the podcast. We don't want you to miss any episodes of PRSA. And if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments and my guest and I will be sure to connect. So we'll go ahead and get this episode kicked off by inviting our guest, Tamara Washington. Welcome to PRSA.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You bet. Well, we're excited to get to know you a little bit better. Tell us where you're working and how you got into the public relations or communication space.
So I've had my PR marketing firm for 13 years now. I got into the space because I worked in television news for almost 10 years. And so telling stories was something I just love to do. I was a managing editor and assistant news director. And once I continued to move up in the television world, I felt like I was no longer able to tell stories like I used to tell stories.
Yeah.
So putting the pieces together, field producing as well, investigating, making those calls, that all started to go away as I moved up. So I basically walked away, took a break, and a mentor said I should try PR. And so I said, okay, I'm going to give it a couple of years. And if it doesn't work, I'll get back in television. But now I know where I want to stay in television. So pretty much got my feet wet and it's I never looked back.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's always interesting to see when journalists cross over to the other side, right? They become PR folks and marketing folks, and then all of a sudden there's this whole different perspective. But the beauty of being a former journalist is you know how to be concise with your message and your storytelling.
Yes.
And so that probably helps in your work.
Yes, I think that has really given me a leg up. The media is big, but it's super small.
Right.
Everyone has an agenda where they want to end up. So you end up working with so many people in different markets, different media outlets, and you create these friendships. They go past what you do in work. And so building those relationships, you start to understand how producers think, what they're looking for, reporters, things of that nature. So pitching, understand how to change things up to make sure you can get your client's story out there. I think I have that advantage.
Oh yeah, no, that's perfect. And you do, you've lived it. You know what it's like. You've had to build those stories up. Tell us about some of the clients that you work with. What are your areas of expertise?
So right now, 65% of our business is professional athletes. A lot in on the NFL side. And then the rest of our clients are a good mix of corporations, nonprofits, entertainers, small business owners. So I wanted to be able to have my hands in everything because when you work in news, you have to know a little bit about everything. I didn't want to get bored. And so that's where that's how we ended up doing that. Most of it being in sports is because I am a former athlete. I played basketball and volleyball, but athletes have so many hidden stories that people just don't know about. And I think that's what I really enjoy because I know the stories are there versus me having to really look for them with another client.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. There's just a honeypot of stories and opportunities there because oftentimes athletes, that mindset was built up from somewhere, right? Yes. So those origin stories are really profound most of the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Most people, especially like our football players, most people think that that's all they've ever done. And so one client in particular, he plays the Kansas City Chiefs, Justin Reed. He started out playing soccer. He didn't start out playing football. And so recently this year, the fans were introduced to him because of his soccer experience. Their kicker got injured and he ended up having to kick the field goal. Mm-hmm. So fans got introduced to that. And that's when people are asking all the questions like, where did that come from? And he's like, I play soccer.
Yeah. I'm a real football player.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. So it was, you know, telling that story and seeing how, you know, fans reacted to it and the media reacted to it. That was one of our joys for this past season of football.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Well, Tamara, tell me what kind of advice you have for folks who are considering going into the PR space or the communication space, especially based on your experiences. We've got a lot of PRSSA members and our student members are considering all the different spaces and niches that are out there. Give us some advice.
The biggest thing I would say is intern on both sides. If you know you really want to work on the PR side, intern on the media side. Try to do television and radio as much as you can, and also intern on the PR side. I would say that's my, I'm not going to call it a regret because I didn't think I would work on the PR side, but if I could do something different, I probably would have interned on the PR side as well, just to have a better understanding of the ins and outs. But I feel like when someone can really understand both sides, it not only gives you an advantage, it gives your client an advantage, and it really helps you understand the scope of how everything works together. So that would be my biggest advice.
No, that's great advice. And how can people connect with you? If someone's interested, especially in understanding how you diversified from being a journalist and working in the newsroom to building your own company and having such an impressive list of clientele, how can people connect with you to just learn more about that?
My LinkedIn. Just go to my LinkedIn. I'm always on my LinkedIn. A lot of people message me there and I will respond quickly. My email is also connected on my LinkedIn. If you prefer sending a private email, that's not an issue at all.
Oh, that's awesome. And question for our PRSSA listeners, are you taking interns? Is that something that your company does for kids who might want to learn to shadow or just take a look and see behind the scenes what happens at an agency like yours?
Yes. So right now we usually just take interns in the summer. Our summer is closed. So next summer we'll be opening it back up. And truly the only reason we do it in the summer is more of a downtime. And I believe in teaching. Interns don't need to get my coffee or make copies. We really want to put them in a space where they can be hands-on and learn. So the summer is more of a downtime for us and we can really put that effort in.
Oh, that's wonderful, Tamara. Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and I look forward to seeing you in some of our in-person events.
Thank you for having me, Veronica.
You bet. All right. You heard it. Make sure you connect with Tamara. She's on LinkedIn and her email address is there. When you are looking for the right type of mentor-mentee relationship, you want to look to our members who've got a lot of experience and who are willing to share. So make sure you connect with Tamara. With that, I will wrap up this episode of PR Say by reminding you to hit subscribe if you are listening on the podcast. And if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop us some comments and we'll be sure to connect. We will see you next time.